Joe Biden issues environmental rule to start phasing out gas-powered cars. By John Binder on March 20, 2024. President Joe Biden has issued a new environmental federal regulation to begin phasing out gas-powered cars, requiring American automakers to produce electric vehicles, EVs, as part of his sweeping green energy agenda. On Wednesday, Biden announced the rule to require that a majority of new cars sold in the U.S. market are EVs or hybrids by 2032, the New York Times details. Nearly 3 years in the making, the new tailpipe pollution limits from the Environmental Protection Agency would transform the American automobile market. A record 1.2 million electric vehicles rolled off dealers' lots last year, but they made up just 7.6% of total U.S. car sales, far from the 56% target under the new regulation. An additional 16% of new cars sold would be hybrids, emphasis added. In a statement to The Times, Biden called his green energy agenda an ambitious target and the beginning of historic progress on fighting global warming. 3 years ago, I set an ambitious target that half of all new cars and trucks sold in 2030 would be zero emission, Biden said. Together, we've made historic progress. Hundreds of new expanded factories across the country. Hundreds of billions in private investment and thousands of good-paying union jobs. And we'll meet my goal for 2030 and race forward in the years ahead. The regulation comes even as a survey from Consumer Reports posted last year revealed that American consumers reported about 80% more problems with EVs than consumers with traditional gas-powered cars. Related, yikes. Elite Pete Buttigieg grilled over unaffordable cost of EVs. Most problems consumers face with EVs, the report suggests, are long charging times, a lack of charging stations in general, issues with the lithium-ion battery, outer and interior parts not fitting precisely, and engine failures. Likewise, car dealers across the United States have warned the Biden administration for months that there is a general lack of interest in EVs among American consumers. With each passing day, it becomes more apparent that this attempted electric vehicle mandate is unrealistic based on current and forecasted customer demand. The car dealers wrote to Biden late last year, asking him to halt his green energy agenda. Already, electric vehicles are stacking up on our lots, which is our best indicator of customer demand in the marketplace. Emphasis added. The nation's auto workers are also intensely worried about their jobs being eliminated and wages slashed because EVs require far less manpower to produce and the supply chain for EVs with lithium-ion batteries is controlled by China. While on strike last year, auto workers said they were terrified of Biden's green energy agenda. I think EVs are going to wipe us out, 28-year-old Whitney Walsh, who works at Stellantis Portland Parts Distribution Center in Beaverton, Oregon, said. EVs don't need spark plugs. What else? Oil filters. We sell a lot of those. If we don't have all those parts, I feel like we don't have a lot to do. Another auto worker said it's almost inevitable that their jobs will be eliminated because of Biden's green energy agenda. Related, wow. Trump to auto workers, Biden conducting an assassination of your jobs. Still, United Auto Workers, UAW. President Sean Fain endorsed Biden but admitted that a great majority of American auto workers will not vote for Biden against former President Donald Trump, who has promised to end Biden's EV mandates. Joe Biden has backed every single blood-sucking globalist attack on U.S. auto workers, Trump told auto workers in Michigan last year. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.